You're listening to the New World Order. My name's Klaatu. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the New World Order. This is a special episode that I recorded in preparation for Juneteenth. Juneteenth is a USA holiday. I'm not in the USA, but it is a holiday in the USA. I should say it's a holiday for some in the USA. And it marks the day of emancipation for American slaves back in the late 1800s. It's not an official holiday there, but it is widely recognized as, well, an official, unofficial holiday. I figured this was a good occasion to record something topical about that, vaguely related at least, and specifically to let you know that I've always believed action speaks louder than words. And I still believe that. I still very much believe that. But lately, what I've learned is that silence can be used as a way to secure ambiguity. In other words, by remaining silent on something, you can conveniently be seen as an ally to anyone and an enemy to none. And that concerns me because I'm an enemy to certain people and certain philosophies. I'm proudly in opposition to certain things in this world. And I don't want that to be left unsaid. And I think about this lately in the way of the way that we traditionally greet one another in the real world. If you think about some of the weird traditions we have as humans to greet each other, the two that come to mind for me are handshakes and hugs. And in other cultures, it might be kissing on the cheek or pressing foreheads together. Whatever greeting you might be used to or you might be aware of culturally around you. They've always seemed strange to me. I don't much care for them. But now that I think about it, I realize how sort of primal an activity that is. If you really think about what it means when you go to someone and make contact with them in some way, it is a breaking of silence, even though maybe it doesn't involve speaking. It probably does, but maybe it doesn't. It's a breaking of silence, and at the end of the day, or at the start of the day, we're kind of afraid of each other frequently. We're not really too sure what the other person, outside of our own head, what they're thinking. Especially if they're a stranger that we don't know, we've never seen this person before. How does one assure someone else that, yes, we are here, we are sharing physical space, and I'm not here looking for a fight. I'm here to welcome you. And I think that's probably, I imagine, I haven't done any research on this, but I imagine that's an expression of, or a manifestation of what a handshake, or a hug, or a kiss on the cheek, whatever. That's what that is. That's me saying, look, I know that if I stand here in eerie silence, you are going to do one of two things. You're going to assume that I'm a threat, or you're going to assume that I'm a friend. 50% of the time, you're probably going to guess the correct one. But other times, you're going to guess incorrectly, and that could be problematic for one of us, or both of us, potentially. I want to make some things clear about the intent of the GNU World Order as a podcast. And because you're listening to this right now, and I've heard from many of you over email and Mastodon and Riot and all the other forms of communication we have available to us as a community, I want to leave no room for doubt. I want you to know, through my own words, what sort of person I am and what kind of show I'm running here. If it matters to you what the person to whom you give an hour of your time each week, or 40-ish minutes if you listen to it at 1.5 speed, which I wouldn't blame you for, if it matters what that person stands for, then you may consider this episode my official statement of intent. The GNU World Order is for everyone and anyone, regardless of, and this is going to be a long list, it's not going to be an all-inclusive list. I want it to be an all-inclusive list, but that's not possible because there's a lot of variety in the world. But the GNU World Order is meant for everyone and for anyone, regardless of the color of your skin. That could mean that you're very pale, it could mean you're very dark, it could mean you're anywhere in between, doesn't matter. Where you were born, whether you even believe in countries or the concept of nationhood, your age, or whether you believe in age, or in the very construct of time, your religion, or what you believe about the nature of the universe. You may worship one god or many gods or no god, Bob Dobbs. You may believe religion is itself evil, or you might believe that it's the only way the world is going to claw its way out of the trouble that it's in. Who you happen to love. You might love someone who is the same sex as you, or a different sex, or you might love both, or you might love several people all at once. You might not define love the way others do. You might prefer friendship to intense, defined partnership. You might find love difficult or more trouble than it's worth. You might prefer to pay someone to emulate love. You might express your love by putting a collar on and to show that you're a partner, you belong only to them. Whatever. How you define as a person, gender may not be important to you. You might believe gender to be exclusively a social or mental construct. You might see it as being something people can choose, sort of a playbook from which to pull certain moods and actions, or you might see them as being strict and well-defined. How you identify as a species. You know, humans aren't necessarily all that great. Maybe you don't feel human. Heck, I'm an alien. You might be a cat, a fox, a bear, a wolf. You may indeed be human. Whatever you are, okay with me. I believe you're perfect just the way you are. What Linux distro or BSD OS you run, or what operating system you run at all, what kind of government you support, or lack thereof, what kind of music you listen to, video games you play, movies you watch, books you read, what you do in your spare time, what you do for a living. You might work at a Fortune 500 company, you might own a small business, or you might be self-employed, you might work in the sex trade, you might be an artist, you might work at the government, or for a university. You may not work at all, you might work in the military, you may or may not consider yourself a geek. Likewise, your social standing. You can be rich, poor, somewhere in the middle, in prison. Everyone is welcome to this podcast and to this community, such as it is, and of course to free software and to open source. There's enough on this planet, technologically and naturally, for all of us to thrive in our own unique ways, and I think that's baked into open source. I believe it's a crime, in fact the only true crime, to prevent, whether by force, greed, or inaction, others from reaching their self-declared full potential. Together, and partly through open source and free software, which are the themes of this show, let's get rid of, in the words of Emma Goldman, who you should read if you have not read her works yet, these things: ignorance, superstition, and bigotry, the most sinister and tyrannical rulers on Earth. Now, I've made it known on Hacker Public Radio that I consider myself an anarchist, probably closest to what's usually called anarcho-syndicalism, if you want to get into details. But the point is, I believe in leadership and not authority. Leadership is what happens when people appoint a project manager or accepts that someone owns a distribution or manages an organization. A good leader inspires others to behave in a certain way and to work toward a common goal. A great leader empowers everyone else to be leaders themselves. Authority, unlike leadership, is not granted. It's taken. Authority attempts and fails invariably to enforce behavior. Instead of inspiring, it threatens. It provides an illusion of law and order, and many people take comfort in that, but it's never as complete as it seems on the surface, because to exist at all, it has to suppress its opposition. And that obviously never means that opposition isn't there. It just means we don't see it. So leadership encourages and fosters opposition, and it structures it into collaboration. I think it's an impulse for people to be skeptical about anarchism. They ask how disorganization could possibly produce anything useful. And they point to places without strong authority figures and describe it as anarchy. Of course, that's not anarchy. By definition, when a power of authority is strained, that isn't anarchy you're seeing. It's resistance. And it's the natural human desire for anarchy that inspires that resistance. But a moment of rebellious freedom, that's not anarchy. Anarchy is the acknowledged absence of anyone grabbing for authority. Anarchy takes many forms, but in its best form, it has strong leadership. At least that's the best form in my opinion. That leadership isn't just one person, though, ideally. It's lots of people, each taking the initiative to work toward a goal that benefits each individual in their community. And that's what I want the New World Order to be about. Each of us being leaders in our communities for equality, freedom to pursue the things that will make each of us fully realized human beings, the people that we want to be. Hoarding knowledge and resources never does that. And that's not what the New World Order is about. That's what I hope to inspire through this show. Self-reliance, certainly, but within boundaries of close collaboration and cooperation. Building each other up so we can each succeed. Helping one another so that no one of us truly suffers. If you're on board with that, then you're on board with this show. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks for being a part of this. And let's go make the world better. Thank you for listening to the New World Order podcast. This has been Klaatu. You can reach me on IRC. I'm on the Freenode network, usually in channels such as Augcast Planet, Slacker Media, Slackware, a couple of others. My nick on IRC is not Klaatu. You can also reach me lately on Mastodon. My username there is @Klaatu@mastodon.xyz. Of course, you can email me at Klaatu@member.fsf.org. That's Klaatu@member.fsf.org. And of course, you can visit my various websites, GNUWorldOrder.info and SlackerMedia.info. I will see you next time.
Soon we'll have a cup and try again.